Now you can actually hear me. Okay, so I wanted to talk about all my frustrations with the robot operating system and my experience building ROS-powered robots. So first of all, I think ROS is great for academia and industry. So if you think about universities, there often you can improve a small component and you can just focus all your time, work on that, and then getting the whole stack for free is amazing. In industry, you can spend a lot of time and like actually get paid to learn how to use things, and you get a very like powerful stack for free. However, I think a lot of spare time hobbyists have different needs than the groups which ROS is currently addressing very well. And when I think about myself as a robot hobbyist, I often notice I'm more budget constrained, and that makes ROS harder. I often want to have something move as fast as possible, and I want to have ROS as a high-level platform for new behaviors. So what I wanted to do in this talk is give some insights into what problems hobby roboticists might encounter. Maybe we can, as ROS community, think a bit about how we can better cater to them. And I also want to introduce a new ROS package for an affordable robot to make robotics easier to get into. So first of all, for the robotics on a budget, if you're asking people, like whenever people say, hey, I want to get into robotics, often you tell them, hey, why not use ROS? And the absolute best way, playing with the PID games. No, so the absolute best way to get into ROS is buying one of the TurtleBots, which cost 740 euros or 3.2k for the TurtleBot 4. But that's quite steep to get into a new hobby, in my opinion. Whereas something like the VM Rover, this one, let me actually turn it off and put it on the table. So